guess the only question mark for me so far has been the goaltending on London's part.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's been competitive. It's been unpredictable. And from if you're a hockey fan, especially a junior hockey fan, from all points of Canada and parts of the U.S., it's probably been fun for them as well.
Well, from a scouting perspective, seeing your two prospects playing in this tournament go head-to-head tonight, that's got to be kind of a benefit for you.
Absolutely. You know, you get anytime you see two of your own kids play on a big stage like it is tonight, it's fun for both. You know, quietly cheer for both of them and hope that the best team that deserves to win wins.
Ron Sutter's with us, the director of player personnel of the Calgary Flames, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Well, you've seen Michael Ferland play in the two games so far. Of course, he's a newer member of the Saskatoon Blades after the trade that took him there from Brandon during the regular season. What have you made of his tournament so far?
Well, he's playing the best right now. I've seen him play all year for sure. I think, number one, he's, you know, the team is hungry. He's hungry and obviously realizing this is his last hurrah junior hockey, and you know, you don't want to see that go by you. You know, you don't want it to be in your mind the day after you're done or a month from now saying, you know, if I wish I could have, would have. But, you know, he's focused. You know, they've had 51 days off between games, and the team has obviously got themselves in probably the best shape they've been in all year. And he's hungry. You know, he wants to win.
Knowing that he started in hockey so late, and you know he's one of those guys who's still learning a lot about the finer points of the game, over the last year, 2 years, from what you've seen of him, what have you seen in terms of development from Ferland?
Well, I think probably more about himself off the ice and on the ice. I think he's always been a kid that he's always had the size and the ability, and you know, from the background he's had to come from in Brandon, and you know, not playing competitive hockey until probably his last year at Bantam or first year at Midget. So he's, you know, he's a kid that's he doesn't surprise me. You know, he's the type of player that you look at a lineup like LA Kings, that's the kind of player they have, and those are the kind of players that are hard to find. So you know, he's had to learn a lot about himself as far as his training, his nutrition. It's still an ongoing education for him. And you know, going back to juniors, you know, we were critical, or some teams were critical of us having to send them back. But you know, it's not a bad thing. You get back to play a lot of minutes, play in key situations, and hopefully down the road it pays off for him.
Now, knowing that he doesn't have a choice, I mean, he's going pro next year. He tried to go pro to start this year, returns to junior kind of early on in the season. Do you think that he's more poised to be able to succeed at the professional level next year?
I believe he is. Most importantly, because of the issues, or not the issues, the things he's had to learn to take care of away from the game as far as his nutrition and his fitness. And those have been two things that have been a knock against him since the day we drafted him. And, you know, he's learning that, and I think through the ongoing education, the process that we've been able to give to him, and maybe finally believing in that, you know, what we've been trying to mentor him with and teach him is starting to show. So, you know, we look forward to him turning pro for certain next year and being a big part of our organization, whether it starts here in Abbotsford or it's with the big club in Calgary here.
Ron Sutter's with us, the director of player personnel of the Calgary Flames, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. He's at the 2013 MasterCard Memorial Cup in Saskatoon, where the round-robin portion wraps up tonight. The host Blades take on the Portland Winterhawks, the Western Hockey League champions. Of course, you've got a prospect there, 2011 second-round pick Tyler Wotherspoon, playing on that team. And he's a guy who's impressed a lot of people all year long. So far in two games at the tournament, what have you made of him?
You know, he's one of those quietly unassuming players, just goes out and does his job. I think he's got a little bit more offensive upside than what his game shows. This year being paired with Seth Jones, Jones is, you know, the kid that's probably been in the spotlight more than any other kid in the world, his draft status. And, you know, he's just kind of quietly let that kid go and do his job, and there's been times when I know he, you know, has told me he feels he could have contributed a little bit more offensively, but because of Jones' ability to want to get up and play all the time, I think Tyler has opted to kind of sit back and let the kid go and just let him take care of business on the back end. But, you know, in this tournament, he hasn't taken a back seat. He's been physical. He's been very strong one-on-one. He logs big-time minutes. Plays, you know, every all-purpose minutes, and I've been happy with him. You know, he's showed a little bit more offense. He's been willing to jump up at the right times, and he's been a big contributor. He's a solid part of their team.
In terms of big-time situations, I mean, you can't get much bigger than what we've seen from him this year. I mean, he goes to the Western Hockey League Championship. His team wins. He plays at the World Juniors. Now he's at the MasterCard Memorial Cup. I mean, all in all, he's had a lot of, you know, trial by fire and being put into really tough situations. How much can that help a player?
Well, I think it just experience-wise, it just helps you down the road. I think when you have that opportunity in the future to play in those type of situations, whether it's going to be playoff games or put in a situation at the end of periods or special teams, whatever, he knows he can reflect back on that past experience, and those kids now, they get that experience. It shows when they get to the pro level. They're more relaxed, they're calm, their decision making is better, and their overall play with the puck is crisper. So like I said, he's a kid that's just kind of quietly gone out and done his business, and his confidence has grown, and he believes in himself.
Is he a guy who's ready to make that jump to pro?
Is he a guy? Absolutely is. He's a kid that probably could have stepped in and played on our farm team at the end of the year. You look at what a kid like Brett Kulak came in and did for us in Abitur at the end of the year, and mm-hmm. he's younger than Tyler, and he's had a lot less experience. So I think just his size, you know, he's a perfect pro player. He's a fit kid. He understands, and again, it's going to be an education for him, and it won't hurt him at all if he had to spend or start the year in Abbotsford next year.
He is Ron Sutter, the director of player personnel of the Flames, joining us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. Want to get your take on some of the other players who are not affiliated with your organization right now. And, I mean, Tyler's D partner, Seth Jones, has been for most of the year, and here's a guy that everybody's talking about as the potential number one overall pick. Your initial impressions up close and personal of Seth Jones?
Well, you know, first, from just being around their team a little bit this year, recognizing not only with him being Tyler's partner, but just how he carries himself. You can tell he's got the pro mentality already, probably part and due from, you know, having a dad who played professional sports. He understands what that's all about. And I think you have to tip your hat a little bit to Travis Green and Mike Johnston and Kyle Gustas and the coaches there in Portland. You know, it's a pro-like atmosphere. Everything is, the kids are treated really well. The practices are very well, you know, diagrammed and designed, and everything is about making the kids better. And it's just how they're treated off the ice. You know, they have great billet families, and they're treated with a lot of class. And then in return, they expect that from the players, and he's a perfect example of that.
The two Halifax Mooseheads players who get all the headlines, Nathan MacKinnon and Jonathan Drouin, I mean, they've put up the points so far in this tournament as well. How impressed with those two have you been?
Well, MacKinnon is, he's probably been the better of the three, if you include Jones in that group, for sure. To me, I look at him and watch him play, and his explosiveness on the ice and his will to want to contribute offensively and skate the 200 feet back up the ice has been very very impressionable upon me, and I'm sure it's been with every other scout here. So, to me, I look at him as of the three kids. To me, especially the two forwards, him or Durant, he's probably the one for me would most likely be able to step right in and play NHL next year.
And those two forwards in London, I mean, Bo Horvat and Max Domi had that crazy hookup on that highlight reel goal, and a lot of people have been impressed with what they've done in this tournament so far and throughout the entire year with the London Knights. How impressed have you been?
Well, I like Bo Horvat. I think he's a complete player. He plays on both sides of the puck. He's another guy who's kind of quiet and unassuming, just goes out and does the job. And Max Domi, of a kind of a bulldog type like guy, who's got the skill package that goes with it. And he does make great plays. Everyone rants and raves about how great he is, and you know. He is a good player, but there are holes in his game that, you know, like any other young kid, that he'll need to improve on, you know, because he does make defensive mistakes, and to me, those are just young, immature mistakes. So he's a top pick. You know, is he a top 10 pick? I don't know. That's for the scouts to figure out, or the manager. So, you know, they are both great players, and they are very good contributors to their hockey team. And then we all can't forget all these kids. London's got a young team. They're hosting the Mem Cup next year, and a majority of their team will be back. So the experience these kids gained from this year's Mem Cup is going to pay off huge in spades next year as well.
Ron Sutter joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. He's the Flames Director of Player Personnel. As we take a look at the 2013 MasterCard Memorial Cup, and of course as we look towards the 2013 draft in New Jersey. Now what for you? When this tournament is done on the weekend and when you return from Saskatoon, what's the next month or so like for you as the team prepares for this big draft in New Jersey?
Well, again, you know, I'm not really responsible for drafting the kids. That's why we have an amateur staff. And, you know, once the draft is done, then the kids are basically turned over to me. You know, we're busy getting ready for development camp, which is July 10th to the 16th in Calgary. And, you know, my job between now and then is to continue to do my weekly and biweekly updates on the kids, whether it's through phone calls, visiting them, or text mails, emails. I'm in constant contact with the kids, so just staying on top of them. You know, they're kind of in their startup programs right now for the kids that have been done. The college kids are obviously, you know, busy. They started up last week. They finished their spring exams, their spring break. Now they're back into their summer classes, and they're all back into their workout routine. So I'm on top of those kids. I have weekly contact with them. Like I said, I meet with all the coaches, talk to the coaches, and going down to the draft is huge. You know, I'll miss the combines this year because we have twin daughters that are graduating, so I won't participate in them this year like I have every other year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when the draft is done and I meet with all the kids individually and bring them in for a July camp, and then from there it's a whole new group of kids we start with again. So it's busy. It's a year-round job pretty much. I enjoy it. I love the interaction with the kids, and you get to know them a lot more about them away from the rink than you do at the rink.
So in terms of, you know, finalizing a list for the draft and all that type of stuff, are you fairly removed from that? Do you have some input in that?
No. I was just participating last week. We had three long days of meetings right here in Calgary. With our whole amateur staff, preparing for the draft and trying to get everyone in the rankings or in the orders that Todd and our staff sees them as being. And you sit back, you listen, and it's part of the learning process for me too, because I learn, you know, what makes some of these kids tick before they're actually handed over to me. So it's a process. It's important that I'm a part of that. And when the kids are drafted, you got to remember that. Once they're drafted, our amateur guys are looking for the next group of kids.
Yeah. It's got to be an exciting time right now. I mean, knowing that this organization is going in a different direction, knowing that the focus is on youth. I mean, for you in your position, just how exciting a time is it?
Well, it is an exciting time because this has been something that, you know, going all the way back to when Daryl was a GM, this was something we were pushing for and striving for. And to see some of the kids now that, you know, got the opportunity at the end of the year last year, that's exactly what we've been talking about for a few years now. So sometimes it takes a few years for the kids to come through, some kids a little bit longer than others, and it's exciting, especially when you see them play their first NHL game, and it's even more exciting when you know that they become key parts of the team going forward, and hopefully a lot of these kids will.
Hey, Ron, I really appreciate you taking some time out. Enjoy the game tonight, the final game of the round robin, and enjoy the rest of the 2013 MasterCard Memorial Cup. And I'm sure we'll hear from you plenty as we lead up to the 2013 draft in New Jersey. So thanks so much for taking some time out with us today.
You're welcome, Pat. Thank you.